Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to have in studio with us today Dr. Rick Spacuzza. He's the superintendent of schools for the Prescott School District. And I got to tell you, I always love hearing what is going on in Prescott. So many fun things, right?
Absolutely. And Mo, great to talk with you and also to talk to our Prescott community.
Well, I got to say, I've not seen you for a while. What's up with that? I think we talked before school started.
Boy, has it been that long?
It's been
Me tell you, our fall was outstanding.
I know it was, but let's give a recap because you like to be braggy. And you know what? Go ahead.
You know, it's easy to brag when you have such wonderful staff mm-hmm. and programs that are in place and then students. Over time, you know, our girls, female golf team has continued to just win state.
What is up with that?
And so,
what is the secret sauce?
I think coaching. And also just the commitment of our female golfers. It's been outstanding.
Do you have a longer season over in Prescott than we do here in Hastings? What's up with that?
Yes, we must have a bubble or something like that. But we kind of finished our girls' volleyball team, won the Middle Border, our first conference championship since 2015.
Wow.
We had great football experiences. And then one of the things that we dove into in our performing arts was that we broke out one-act plays. And our students not only went down to the Wisconsin competition, but they ended up taking home numerous top awards for outstanding actors, outstanding technical theater, outstanding director, and outstanding ensemble, and Critics' Choice Award. This is the first time Prescott even entered into, and we had them present a short vignette in front of our school board. It was outstanding. So all I can say is there's been a lot of energy. We have an incredible array of programs in Prescott, and one of the reasons that I'm here is we really need support of our community to be able to continue to support that.
Well, and I think, especially with this theater department getting so many accolades, your new Performing Arts Center was probably the reason behind a lot of that, because that upped your game, in my opinion, for the arts in Prescott. And that certainly was something that the community supported and was behind. So that's great.
100%. And it's there is a significant group that is really supportive of the arts. And just before I came 10 years ago, that was when they passed bonding bill for the new high school, and then a second question that came back for the Performing Arts Center. I entered and got to be able to help break ground and watch that be built and then open in 2016. And our theater program has continued to grow. We have a lot of participants. Our high school will be having its last musical in March. I think it's the third weekend in March, and it's high school musical. And so You can get information online about our schools. And there's a lot of good information that's out there, and we'll be sending out postcards soon with just kind of scan it and read it with QR codes to talk a little bit about a referendum that's coming up as well.
So has it been 10 years since your last referendum?
Our last referendum was 2016.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what this referendum is for, please.
Sure. There's two different types of referendum. Recently, 2 years ago, our community stepped up and delivered on a $15 million bond referendum that allowed us to bonzer for buildings. And we've been renovating our three older buildings.
And they're older. I mean, I got to tell you, when you say older, those go back.
1920,
yeah.
1963, and 1969.
100 years, yeah. Wow.
So, but if you look at our parking lots, if you look at just the outside brickwork, the indoors, it's a lot of things sometimes you don't get to see because it was plumbing, it was toilets, it was making
right.
it ADA accessible.
It's like when you have to drop a bunch of money at home on a furnace and you're like, you have nothing to show for it except my husband says, we're warm.
We are warm. We are cooler. And guess what? This summer, we're replacing two of our roofs. Those are million-dollar projects in and of themselves. The work that we did last year, also, we flip-flopped our buildings. So we moved our middle school back into 1220. Great use of space. It's so nice for our middle school students to go right from our classes right into the gym for after-school practices and things like that. Similarly, we were able to turn our 125 intermediate school for fourth and fifth grade right across from Prescott Square Park. And so a lot of green space, good use of the buildings. But now what we're going to be doing is one of the challenges in Wisconsin is that 82% of all districts in Wisconsin out of the 421 districts have had to go for an operating levy. And what that is that it's in order to make sure sure that the operations continue. And one thing that everybody can know if they're sitting down at their dining room table, kitchen table, is that utilities have gone up, food prices have gone up, gas has gone up. And so the same thing happens for public schools. The difficulty is that the revenue that we receive from our state has not kept pace with inflation. In fact, we have lost since 2009 $3,100 per student, if it had just been kept pace with inflation. And what that means is that we are spending more than we receive. We made cuts this year. Our school board has been very fiscally sound with regards to making sure that we had a rainy day fund, but we're drawing over $1 million out of that this year. You can't sustain it. We will be out of money by the year 2027. And so what we're asking our community, historically, when they knew there was an issue, they've rallied and they've come forward and invested in education. And strong communities require strong schools. Strong schools create strong communities. And so we're asking for $1.2 million on April 2nd, 2024. That $1.2 million goes directly into the salaries and benefits of our highly qualified staff, from our bus drivers that pick up students at the beginning and deliver them home safely at the end of the day, from food service that ends up making our breakfast and feeds our students at lunch, from our aides that help our teachers in the classrooms, our custodians that take care of our buildings. So it is really the entire organization that we're trying to invest in. Also, it's our academics. We talk about and take pride in the three A's. We start off talking about the arts, but we also have athletics and the fields and the green space. Prescott Public Schools provides all youth community recreation and also community education. And then finally, our academics. We were in the top 10% of all schools in the state of Wisconsin in academics and reading and writing and then mathematics.
Giving you one of those.
Oh, yes. A high five and a bell. And then we also, among our competitive league, Middle Border, we are number one and we are top 15 in growth. So one of the goals is always to take students where they are and bring them to the next level. So we are reaching out to our community. In 2016, they did pass an operating levy. And so we're saying, once again, if we want to keep our programs, if we want to keep our high qualified individuals, and then finally get the performance that they've come to expect, we will need to be able to have our community come forward because our state legislature has not done that and it's pushed it to the local.
You know, that 82% is really alarming, and that should rattle some people's cages to say that number is way too high. We must be doing something wrong at the state level.
And I think that's true. And I think one of the things we've continued to reach out, superintendents in CISA 11, we've been talking with our board, we've passed resolutions, we've invited our legislators to our school and also up to a group of superintendents to have those discussions. Unfortunately, I think any legislative bill takes time. And so those wheels will take probably another 5 years to kind of rectify. But Prescott students don't have 5 years. Prescott families don't have 5 years. And so this investment will guarantee that we can stay viable, keep our programming in place, and pay our staff a competitive wage because we don't want to lose the staff that we have.
So will you be so kind as to explain the difference between the way Minnesota is funded and the way Wisconsin schools are funded? Because I thought that would be universal across the board, but it's very different.
It's very different. And it's different in every state, but in Wisconsin, in 1993, they put a cap on how much revenue any district could receive to educate its community. So that cap was based on the spending that you were doing in 1993. That has not been adjusted in over three decades. So first, there's the cap. The only thing that can happen next is we get per pupil increases, and that is the amount of dollars that are invested per student. In the last 8 years, only two of the last 8 years has the state legislature given additional per pupil increases to Wisconsin schools. That's why 82% have to go to the local community. Now, granted, they've given tax breaks, they've given property tax breaks, which we applaud, but they, in Madison, still have a $7 billion reserve. And we believe that they should be investing back. Those are
B,
tax-
with a B.
B, yes. And so we believe as educators, and I even think our local community should be demanding that those dollars that are coming from our tax base be invested back into our future leaders.
And I think if people really understood that better, then it would be a no-brainer and there would be more of an uproar. But I don't think people know that or understand that.
Yes, I think educational funding is not for the faint of heart. It is very difficult. Minnesota, they also provide additional per pupil dollars based on if students are in poverty, if students are in special education, if students are non-English speaking. In Wisconsin, right now, we get about 30% of special education expenses are covered by our state. That means 70% has to come from the general fund. We've been trying to work with the legislature to increase it. When the law was passed back in the mid-70s, the federal government said it would support over 60% of special education. Both of those are promises that have been unkept, both from state and federal. And so for Prescott Public Schools, we end up taking $1.8 million out of our general fund that could go into other programs, into our staff salaries and benefits, and get the performance that we already are producing. So our goal is to sustain it. And what I would say is that last time we came to Prescott Community, 73% of our community supported that operating levy. And so we're hoping that we can make people aware, understand what's at stake. And I think once they know, they have always rallied around the schools. And so that's what gives me faith that our community will step up.
Well, and we appreciate you trusting us to help educate people and spread the word, because a lot of times it's just that people don't understand the situation. And if they're educated on it, they can make a best decision for them.
Mm-hmm. So a couple things I just encourage people. They'll start seeing some information and postcards coming out. We'll continue to keep our website. If you go to Prescott Public Schools, to our main website, on the far right-hand side, there's a pencil icon, and it talks about the referendum. There's frequently asked questions. There's information, that letters that went out to our families, and a PowerPoint presentation. Our school board does do videotaping of all of its board conversations, and we've been having this conversation since August. And on February 21st, we'll have our first open forum where Baird Financial will come in, independent group, to just talk about educational funding and the importance of a community investing in its schools when it's lacking at the legislative level.
And I know in Hastings there has been a conscious effort to involve the Chamber of Commerce into the schools to really rally around local businesses here, because as you mentioned, many of the kids that are in school right now at the high school level, they're going to be getting out into the workforce if they're not already in Hastings, and strong schools build strong communities. And I know
exactly.
That's true everywhere, but tell us some of the ways that you see that.
Yeah, we are very blessed with regards to both community groups like our Chamber of Commerce. There's an overlap with the previous Kiwanis group that raises dollars for scholarships for our students for post-secondary. We do have apprenticeship opportunities where our high school students are working out in the community. And so we've been very fortunate where businesses have opened their doors for that type of training and getting life and work skills, wise students, and be able to make maybe mistakes that you don't want to have to do when you don't have the safety net of a school and that kind of mentorship program in place.
How many kids are in the public school system at Prescott?
We have slightly over 1,300 students that are kind of from our 4K programming up through senior year.
And how is it broken out?
We have an elementary school, and we are organized around a K-3 model. And then we have an intermediate school with fourth and fifth grade. And we have a principal there, and also he oversees our teaching and learning. And then we have a middle school, which is 6-8, and then our high school, 9-12.
And I'm actually on your website, which is prescott.k12.wi.us, or you could just Google Prescott Wisconsin School District. And your frequently asked questions, I think that is very well done. And I know it always comes down to, I think for people a lot of times, is what does this actually mean to me?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at, it's not like we're paying you, we'll pay you through taxes for this referendum, but how will it affect a normal person, please?
Really good question. And it is, and be really clear, is what we are asking is to increase people's taxes in order to invest in the public schools. What we've put up on the website is what the difference is that they're currently paying versus what passing a $1.2 million operating referendum would be. For somebody in a $200,000 house, it would add $160 for the whole year, about $13 per month. If you have a $300,000 house, it adds $240 for the year, which is about $20 a month. And at a $400,000 house, it would add $320. So those are really real dollars, but if you break it out for $200,000, $300,000, or $400,000, you're looking at $13 to $27 a month. Investing in our future leaders and our future civic, you know, citizens of the Prescott Public Schools.
So you would recommend that people really get more educated on this, and I know on your website you have quite a few things that people could look up and better understand what they will be voting on. So this is going to be on April 2nd. That's going to be, and is that a Tuesday, I would take it?
It is okay. A Tuesday, and also will coincide with two of our school board members are up for election.
Okay.
And so it'll be a school board election. It will also be the referendum and the primary for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. And what does your school board election look like? How many seats are up and how many people are running?
We have two seats up. And at this time, there were our two incumbents, Tanya Hollab and Pat Block. Pat and Tanya are both running, and they are the only registered candidates at this time.
Well, they have a great opportunity to make an impact as on the school board, and we have a great opportunity to really move something forward in Prescott, and we encourage people to go out and vote on April 2nd, but to get educated about what this is about. And anything else you want to add to this, please?
We would just encourage that we do have a frequently asked questions. If people want additional information, reach out to me as the superintendent. All of our high school principals are well-versed, or school board members also represent the community and are happy to talk to any individual. If there is a group, whether or not it's a coffee group, neighborhood group, book club, we're happy to come out and talk to people just to make sure that they're getting the right information at the right time so that they can make an informed decision.
That's wonderful. That's all you can do.
That's exactly right.
We want to thank you for your time today, Dr. Rick Spicuzza. He is the Prescott Superintendent of Schools, and he stopped in studio. We're so happy about that. Good luck to you on this important vote coming up. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.